The largest reforms in decades are coming to Massachusetts public schools. A new law commits the state to increase funding for local schools by $1.5 billion over the next several years. Poorer urban school districts are expected to be the largest beneficiaries of the reforms. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Superintendent of the Springfield Public Schools, Dan Warwick.
We're very energized by what the legislature passed this past year. That Opportunity Act is a huge boost to the urban centers across the Commonwealth, Springfield being one of them, that were chronically underfunded under the old funding formula and really in need of financially. We were in a position where every year we were forced to cut $10, $12 million from a level service budget because the state funding was inadequate. So for cities like Springfield that had the worst financial situation to deal with, the Holyokes, the Chicopees, going out in all the gateway cities, this is going to be a big boost of funding that we're looking forward to going into a year talking about what can we add that would be good for our kids as opposed to how can we minimize the damage of these constant budget cuts on our kids. So, whole different scenario.
Do you know how much additional aid this is going to mean for Springfield?
No, it's still being calculated, so we don't have a read on it yet. We know that Springfield and the other gateway cities are going to be get the biggest boost. That's because we were the most poorly funded. We were at minimum net school spending and grossly underfunded for years. But it took a state infusion of resources, because if you're trying to fund education out of property taxes, it's inherently unfair in your urban centers can't pay above minimum net school spending, and that's what was occurring.
There was an estimate that Springfield was being shortchanged about $12 million annually under the old formula. So would you expect
$12 million annually, and the estimate was $90 million a year overall. And there were supposed to be 7 installments of the $90 million. That was the last approximation that we received. But I'm not sure they're going to be, the annual installments are going to be all equitable installments, because they may take a look at a poverty rate or something like that first as a higher priority. And if you look at that, Springfield has the highest rate with Holyoke and the Commonwealth, so we could get a bigger installment in that first year. But we haven't received from DESE exactly what it's going to mean for us. We know it's going to be very helpful and very positive, but we don't know the exact dollar amount yet. And they haven't given us out exactly how it has to be spent, in what categories. And for cities like Springfield, there's going to be a significant plan that has to be developed relative to how that money is going to be spent. And we haven't seen the categories of the plan yet. So we're anticipating getting that in the next month.
And that plan has to be approved by the Education Commissioner, correct?
Approved by the Commissioner,
yeah,
right.
Before they'll release the money,
yes,
to you?
Yeah, exactly. That was put in the Opportunity Act. But I think our spending would be under the categories they're talking about anyway, so I don't anticipate there being a problem there.
What do you have to pay for in this next budget? Are you in the final year of the teacher's contract, or?
You're exactly right.
Final year.
We're in the final year of the teacher's contract. So contract expires June 30th. We're negotiating now for the successor agreement. We've begun negotiations, so we'll be meeting shortly on that and hopefully work on it for the next 6 months and get it wrapped up. But that'll be, certainly a cost driver.